Welcome to Feeding Your Soul with Jules. This podcast was created to inspire, help, entertain, and guide you in any way possible. I have come to realize a lot of my friends reach out to me for help, whether it be about fitness, dieting, hair, real estate, and even just advice in life in general. I feel like I have always been there to help anyone who reaches out to me. So I've decided to embrace it and put myself out there. We'll have some pretty deep subjects at times, and of course a lot of laughter and crying too. Promising to deliver authentic conversations with the best intentions for you. This is an intuitive and life experience-based channel, and I am learning alongside with you. My goal is to help each other grow through this journey we call life. Hi everyone, welcome to Feeding Your Soul with Jules. So I decided to open up this new podcast because I've been thinking about this for quite some time now. And I find myself wanting to share so many messages with you guys. And I find myself just writing and writing and writing in my journal of a lot of things that I know I should be sharing with people to help inspire others. So I decided to finally take some action on this calling that I have been feeling here for quite some time now. So my podcast, I want to talk about real life situations. I want things to get real. Like, we want to talk about the elephant in the room. I want no sugar-coated lies. We're going to have a lot of tough love and a lot of truth bombs and so much more. So okay, I wanted to share with you guys a quote that I came across the other day, and this is it. The quote says, "Don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart," by Roy T. Bennett. And oh my goodness, does this quote has me thinking. I feel like I have wasted a lot of time being pushed around by my fears. Why is it so hard to do things? And then when you actually get the courage to do them, you realize how simple it was all along, right? So let's think about our lives here for a second, guys. And everything that has happened to us up until now, it has helped shape who we are. Seriously. Think about all the ups and downs and everything you have overcome up until now. Think about all the lessons you have learned through our failures and think about how amazing you felt every time you achieved something. Guys, this is called living. I know for sure I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for all of those ups and downs. So I guess my question is, why do we complain so much? Why are we constantly making the same mistakes over and over? Take the time to think about this for a couple of minutes. I mean, think about the last couple of years here, for instance. Have you evolved in any way? Are you still making the same mistakes? Have you started to make a plan on how you're going to change? Or are you just going to sit around and hope for the best? So the point I'm trying to get to here is not to make anyone feel bad, but to help you see how much we could achieve when we recognize our mistakes. I'm absolutely not perfect, and I'm absolutely not where I want to be in life yet. But I also know that I have to constantly be learning something new, make new plans, and take action. And what inspires me to move on is to inspire and help others. And that is why I wanted to open up this new podcast for you guys. I'm not the most successful person you'll meet in life. But if I said anything today on my podcast that inspired you or that made you see things in a different way for even just a second, that is all the success I need for my day. That is what keeps me going, is to know that I have made a difference in somebody's life. I hope this video has helped you and has inspired you for even just a moment, because that is exactly how change begins to happen. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll be talking with you guys soon. Hope you're having a fabulous day. Goodbye. Hi guys, welcome to Feeding Your Soul with Jules. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about why I chose to call my channel Feeding Your Soul with Jules. And here it goes. So I'm not going to go into too much detail at the moment unless you guys want to know more details. But that will have to be a different episode for that. And so this is where my journey begins. Or maybe I should say this is where I became more conscious and aware of how I was living my life and who I was and the things that I was doing. And so, okay, in 2013, 6 years ago, I lost a baby. I was 7 months pregnant when we lost her, and it was a really hard time in my life. It was really hard to come out of that depression. And so for 2 years, I really let myself go. I felt very empty. I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to go anywhere. And obviously to everyone, I probably seemed okay. But one day I was on Facebook or either Instagram. I can't remember which one it was. But I read something that said, make a list of the things you enjoy or love doing. And then it said, how many of those things are you doing on a daily? And then at the bottom it says, change list accordingly. And when I read that day, something clicked inside of me. I realized that I wasn't doing anything that I actually enjoy doing. And from that day forward, I decided that I was going to start doing more things that I enjoyed on a daily, even if it was something small. And I decided that I was going to get my health back. And I decided that I was going to get my life back. And so I started to go to the gym. I started to watch what I ate. I started to go on jogs in the mornings. And I felt like I was enjoying life again. And, you know, I will never forget that part of my life. And it will always hurt to think about it. But I have learned that life goes on. And that I have three amazing little humans that need me. And they need the best version of me. I have faith that I'll see and be reunited with my baby again someday. And I understand that she came here to teach me something. And so during this time in my mind process, I felt like I had a lot of weaknesses. And I felt the urge to go back to school, which I did. I went to real estate school, and it took a lot of sleepless nights, many hours of studying, you know, sometimes even 4 hours a day. And meanwhile, I was doing really well. I was eating healthy. I was keeping up with the gym and the kids and the house and, you know, the daily stuff at home. And I'm so thankful that I got past that. So during this time, I was also learning about, you know, fitness and how to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And I was experimenting with my diets and my workouts. And honestly, I found that I love working out. And I have made so many amazing friends that motivate me and, you know, who celebrate me and who I am. And, you know, it's just been an amazing time. And it's great to help each other. And so this next part that I'm going to talk to you guys about, you know, this is the part that I don't like, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because I wanted to talk about real things, real life situations on my channel. So I'm going to go ahead and be vulnerable with you guys. And you know, it's life. So this is the part where, you know, it gets a little personal. So I realized that I felt physically strong and I felt mentally strong, but honestly, I wasn't feeling emotionally or spiritually strong. I had kind of put my emotions on the back burner and I was focused on one thing and one thing only, and that was getting healthy and getting an education. And obviously my emotional and my spiritual side came back in because, you know, I live my life in gratitude and I value everything that's in my life. I love my family and I just feel so happy and I love my life and everything that life has taught me throughout my trials. I realized that with no darkness, we will never see the light. So now to get to the final point why I chose Feeding Your Soul with Jewels is because I feel like I have gone through enough to be able to help and guide those in need. Whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And obviously I will be making more episodes on those specific subjects. And why not? I'll have a little bit of everything else to share with you guys, whether it be diets or workouts or macros, you know, just anything and everything. And I hope you guys are enjoying your week. And stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.